The news was published on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. I am Mary. Holy smokes, folks. NVIDIA just dropped a bombshell that's got the whole AI world buzzing like a beehive that's been whacked with a stick. You know NVIDIA, right? They're the folks who've been supplying the tech muscle behind all those fancy AI chatbots we've been playing with. Well, they've just pulled a rabbit out of their hat that's making everyone's jaws hit the floor. So picture this. It's early October, and NVIDIA comes out swinging with something called NVLM 1.0. Now, don't let the nerdy name fool you. This bad boy is a family of AI models that can go toe-to-toe with the likes of ChatGPT's GPT-4o. We're talking about an AI that can not only chat up a storm, but also make sense of images like it's got a pair of eagle eyes. But here's where it gets really juicy. NVIDIA isn't just showing off their new toy and keeping it locked up in their digital vault. Nope, they're throwing open the doors and letting everyone have a go. It's like they've cooked up this gourmet AI feast, and instead of charging an arm and a leg for it, they're saying, come on in, the buffet's open. They're making the whole shebang open source, which is tech speak for, here's the recipe, knock yourselves out. Now I know some of you might be scratching your heads, wondering what all this mumbo jumbo means. Let me break it down for you. When we say these models are multimodal, it's not some fancy dance move. It means these AI brains can handle different types of input. Think of it like a super smart friend who's great at both crossword puzzles and Where's Waldo. They can work with text and images without breaking a sweat. And when we're talking about an LLM, or large language model, we're not talking about some oversized dictionary. This is more like having the entire Library of Congress crammed into a computer, but it's not just storing info, it's understanding it, connecting the dots, and coming up with new ideas. You know, this whole NVLM thing NVIDIA's doing reminds me of some other game-changing moments in tech history. Let's rewind a bit to 2015. Google, the search giant we all know and love, or love to hate depending on your stance, dropped a bombshell on the tech world. They released TensorFlow as open source software. Now, for those of you who aren't knee-deep in tech jargon, TensorFlow is basically a powerhouse toolkit for machine learning. It's like giving away the secret recipe for your grandma's famous cookies, but in this case, it's AI algorithms. This move by Google was huge. It wasn't just about being generous, it was a strategic masterstroke. By making TensorFlow freely available, Google essentially invited the entire world to help improve and expand its capabilities. It's like they said, hey, we've got this amazing thing, but we bet you clever folks out there can make it even better. And boy, did the tech community respond. Researchers, developers, and companies worldwide started tinkering with TensorFlow, building on it, and creating all sorts of cool applications. It sparked a wave of innovation in machine learning that we're still riding today. But Google's move wasn't just about fostering innovation, it was also about setting standards. By making TensorFlow open source, they were positioning it as the go-to platform for machine learning. It's like they were saying, this is how we do AI now, folks. And to a large extent, it worked. TensorFlow became one of the most widely used frameworks in the field, influencing how countless developers and companies approach machine learning problems. Now, fast forward to 2019, and we've got another earth-shaking moment in the AI world. This time, it's OpenAI, the folks who would later bring us ChatGPT, making waves. They released GPT-2, which at the time was like the Mona Lisa of language models. It was a big deal because GPT-2 could generate human-like text that was eerily good. We're talking about AI that could write convincing fake news articles, craft believable product reviews, or even pen some decent poetry. OpenAI's release of GPT-2 was a bit different from Google's TensorFlow move, though. They didn't just throw open the gates and let everyone have at it. Instead, they did a staged release, starting with a smaller version of the model and gradually releasing more powerful versions. It was like they were dipping their toes in the water, testing how the world would react to this powerful new technology. This cautious approach sparked a lot of debate in the tech community. Some praised OpenAI for being responsible and considering the potential misuse of such powerful AI. Others criticized them for being too secretive and not fully embracing the open source ethos. It was a real tightrope walk between innovation and caution. The release of GPT-2 also kicked off a whole new era in natural language processing. Suddenly, everyone was talking about these massive language models and what they could do. It was like a starter pistol had gone off, and the race to build bigger, better language models had begun. We saw a flood of research papers, new applications, and discussions about the ethical implications of this technology. This could be a real game changer, folks. With NVIDIA opening up NVLM to the world, we might see an explosion of new AI apps and services that could give the big players a run for their money. It's like NVIDIA just handed out a golden ticket to the AI factory, and now everyone's invited to the party. We could be looking at a whole new landscape of AI-powered tools popping up left and right, from small startups to tech enthusiasts tinkering in their garages. Imagine waking up to find your neighbor's kid has whipped up an AI that can write your grocery list, plan your meals, and maybe even cook them for you. Okay, maybe not that last part, but you get the idea. It's like NVIDIA just opened Pandora's box of AI possibilities, and we're all waiting to see what flies out. Now, this move by NVIDIA might just light a fire under the closed-source AI companies. They're probably feeling the heat right about now, wondering if they need to change their game plan. It's like they've been playing poker with their cards close to their chest, and suddenly NVIDIA's gone and flipped the table. We might see companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google start to sweat a little. They might start thinking, hey, if everyone's getting access to top-notch AI models, what's our edge? This could lead to some serious soul-searching in those boardrooms. Maybe they'll start considering opening up some of their own models, or at least parts of them. It's like watching a high-stakes game of AI chicken. Who's going to blink first? Will we see GPT-5 or Claude 4 suddenly become open source? It's a long shot, but in this fast-paced world of AI, anything's possible. This open source move could be like throwing rocket fuel on the AI development fire. With more researchers and companies getting their hands on these top-tier models, we might see AI progress accelerate faster than ever before. It's like NVIDIA just handed out a bunch of AI Lego sets to the world's brightest minds and said, here, see what you can build with this. We could see breakthroughs in areas we haven't even thought of yet. Maybe someone will figure out how to make AI that truly understands context and nuance in human communication. Or perhaps we'll see AI that can tackle complex global issues like climate change or food security in ways we never imagined. The possibilities are endless, and it's both exciting and a little scary. It's like we're all on this AI roller coaster together, and NVIDIA just pressed the accelerator. Hold on to your hats, folks, because the AI world might start moving at warp speed. This has been Mary bringing you the latest in AI developments from Listen 2. Remember, in the world of tech, today's science fiction is tomorrow's reality. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep your eyes on the horizon. Who knows what amazing AI innovations we'll be talking about next week?